stay and watch. That's exactly what it means. I don't think there's much explanation needed. Stay and watch. Normally, we don't stay and we get involved. But this one is say, stay and watch. So, when we know that the mind is not a stable place to rely on, that moods and feelings and emotion come and go, they don't stay. We realize that if we pay attention and get mixed with them, we will be on a roller coaster, unreliable to ourselves. And when that happens, no one wants to stay alone because it's just too much going on within oneself to be able to stand being alone and being by oneself. So the art of living teaches us that silence and solitude is a remedy for everything, actually, if we know that we are not the thoughts, the emotions, and the feelings, and we have understanding that only the attention of the thinker gets mixed and the thinker becomes that where the attention is, we withdraw our attention to itself. By doing that, that we develop a habit of choosing what thought is beneficial, what is harmful. And it is not an effort. It is very simple and effortless, meaning that if there is a feeling, thoughts, an emotion or a mood that disturbs the thinker withdraws from getting involved with it by staying and watching this cloud passing by. In the beginning is harder because the temptation of habitual mixing is too high. But eventually, everyone that is seeking peace and freedom needs to put effort in a very simple way of staying. It would be more effort in practice, not the practice itself. The practice itself is actually telling us to withdraw the effort and just be. So that's all I can say about that. And there is tons of meditation and endless talk that I have given on that subject. So whoever asks, I would highly recommend to gather as much information and repetition of the method as possible and then put it to practice.